Cops bid to hide spy trial. Dave Nallist, former Labour MP and supporter of Militant, now the Socialist. Lawyers acting for police have argued that significant parts of an inquiry into infiltration by undercover police of political groups since 1968 should be held in secret. On the 23rd of March, Lord Justice Pitchford began a two-day hearing into legal arguments by the Metropolitan Police attempting to block public hearings, thus continuing the cover-up of spying. On the second day, the barrister acting for Peter Francis, the whistleblowing former undercover officer, said up to 120 police officers were engaged in undercover operations. This covers the lifetime of two political police units, the Special Demonstration Squad and the National Public Order Intelligence Unit. Francis has admitted to personally spying on members of Public Sector Union Unison, the Fire Brigades Union, the Communication Workers Union, the National Union of Teachers, and the National Union of Students. He also went undercover in Youth Against Racism in Europe, and Militant, forerunner of the Socialist Party. Is that infiltration, as the Metropolitan Police have implied, a thing of the past? Perhaps not coincidentally, at the beginning of April, the BBC started primetime thriller Undercover. Its premise is that police spying on organizations and individuals still goes on. That's one of the questions a Pitchford inquiry will need to address, and which the police seem to want to block. The barrister acting for Ken Livingstone, Diane Abbott, Joan Ruddock, Bernie Grant's widow Sharon, and myself, argue the police must be held to account. All 11 then MPs known to have been police targets were spied on because they were on the left. The next stage of the inquiry will be a hearing on the 27th of April into the terms of any immunity against future prosecution. These would apply to undercover officers who admit to illegal operations in evidence in the court. The full inquiry will begin this summer,